Today's scripture reading is from Luke 12:49-56. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have not come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time?
Good morning. It is a blessing to be here amongst you today. It's been a while since I've been to Hutch. It's been probably a couple years. The last time I was moderator, I was able to come and visit with you. So thank you for having me. Often we come together at church together, expecting to hear an uplifting message, a message of happiness, joy, and praise. We may have had a rough patch here and there throughout the week that we come to church to get renewed and fulfilled. Well, our scripture this morning sure doesn't seem too uplifting. I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and what constraint I am under until it is completed. Do you think I come to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. Our scripture this morning gets straight to the point. We have cried out for help. We have begged for a savior. We have longed for someone to make all things better. And this is the Jesus we get. We get the Jesus who says bluntly, not everyone is going to believe the same way. Not everyone will see God through me. Not everything will be flowers and sunshine. It's hard stuff. Jesus states that families will be torn apart. It's reality. There is no sugarcoating in choosing this life. Our world as we see it represents much of what was written right here in our scriptures read this morning. How many of us here know of or are part of a family that is divided? How many of us know or are part of that tension and hurt? Many face it on a daily basis. For many, it could be only around holidays, weddings, funerals. If we are open and honest with ourselves, we've all faced some form of division or fear of division. And therefore, we avoid speaking of certain topics that can escalate that tension, causing further division or divide. I'll speak only about my own experiences. My family has faced tension. We've had divorce, prison, premarital and extramarital experiences, drugs, and mental instability. That's a lot. I'm not alone. Growing up, there were topics I grew up with that were avoided. When we were all gathered together, because we all knew that we didn't see things the same way. division. Though our scriptures were written many years ago, their words speak of our times and situations and emotions today. Sometimes it seems that God is only believed in when he is felt in the present time, and yet do some not try to hide shame or guilt? And some turn to anyone or anything that will turn away that shame and guilt. It's not new to our current times. It's similar to the time long before now. Hear from Jeremiah, verses 23 through 29. Am I only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, declares the Lord? Do not I fill the heaven and the earth? I have heard that the prophets say, who prophesy lies in my name. They say, I had a dream, I had a dream. How long will this continue in the hearts of these lying prophets who prophesy the delusions of their own minds? They think the dreams they tell one another will make my people forget my name, just as their ancestors forgot my name through Baal worship. Let the prophet who has a dream recount that dream, but let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. For what has straw to do with grain, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? I can only imagine the emotion that God was speaking with. Believing and trusting in God is not easy. There are temptations. There are thoughts and emotions that are so extreme that cause interruptions in that belief. I say interruptions because God doesn't let go easily either. God is jealous and possessive. God wants us. Even when we want to get away because life is just a little too messy, too hard, not fair, or we feel like I'm just not good enough, God throws a rope around us like a cowboy with a lasso to a calf and says, nope, I'm not done with you yet. Get back here. God has a purpose for all who believe in him. Interruptions happen. And that is where our job is as a body of believers, to help. When one is struggling, we are not to judge. We are to embrace. We are to gather our sister or brother in the spirit of fellowship. We are to surround that person with prayers and an open mind to hear the struggle. Our job as brothers and sisters is to be the solid foundation through faith to help others carry on. I want to jump forward a few hundred years to Hebrews. I want you to hear Hebrews 11, 29 to 40. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson or Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of the lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Sharing the faith is what helps each of us work through the interruptions and not pull against the lasso too long before we are pulled and guided back to the herd. So we need to be diligent in our reading of God's word so that when the time comes, and it will, we can speak God's word and not our own. Let God's word scorch and burn away the doubt. Let God's word run through our veins so that when called upon, we are not full of delusion, but full of truth. Believing in God comes through the strength and guidance of his son, Jesus. And I can only imagine Jesus and the emotion with which he spoke in Luke as he is trying so hard to convince people of the truth that the Savior, the one they longed for, is right in front of them. He said to the crowd, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, 'It's going to rain,' and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say, 'It will be hot,' and it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you do not know how to interpret the present time?" The emotion of Jesus saying, "Here I am. If you want to know God, you must know me. God the Father will grant you eternal life through me. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Hebrews 1 through 2. The cross that he carried as a symbol of shame became a symbol of hope and strength. Hanging tall above the world, Jesus said, "Here I am. I take all sin upon myself. You are set free. Believe in me, and you will be with God." Powerful words to live by. Are we willing to live with division because of our belief? A challenge to ourselves as individuals, brothers and sisters, and above all as believers. Are we willing to persevere? Are we willing to live with the division because we are not going to believe in delusion? Something false. We believe in the living God through Jesus Christ, his resurrected Son. Hear once more the words of Hebrews 12, 1 through 2, changing the words we, us, and our to I, me, and my. Therefore, since I am surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let me throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let me Run with perseverance the race marked out for me, fixing my eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let us pray. Almighty God, what a blessing it is to be here, worshiping freely, bringing honor and glory to you through our voices of singing, through our sharing of your word, through our caring for each other. Lord, may you open our hearts and our minds to hear you when we are here and when we are out. God, may you infiltrate our spirit so that we may cast aside our sin, so that we may cast aside the false, the delusions, that we may see you and speak your truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.